Norman lives in Cinco Ranch, and he says, what's a reasonable price for our 410A refrigerant from a contractor? I was charged $59 a pound, which to him seems high.
No, it's actually pretty good.
I think so, too.
They have to mark it up, but
well, he
and
said,
it's not super expensive like R22 now, because it is starting to escalate on the other side.
As I was saying, he says a cylinder runs about $150.
I understand.
And so he
but
says,
you have to reclaim. You've got to do a lot of stuff. So
he says if you do the math, it's a 600% markup.
Okay, well, then he can go buy his own 30-pound bottle.
Well, but Norman, what you want
to do... It's a very fair price.
What you should do, Norman, is sign up for Tom's program, become an air conditioning contractor, and then feel the pain.
And buy a 30... It comes in 30-pound bottles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would last one homeowner 180 years.
He says he's had nothing but trouble with his Lennox AC units.
Well, that could be different.
All three evaporator coils have failed in less than 4 years, and now leaks have developed in the refrigerant filters due to exterior corrosion. Says the evaporator coils were under warranty and part of a class action lawsuit. You remember that one when Lennox had to replace all those?
Yes, and I do, actually.
However, it is costing a fortune to keep them running. The units are 5 years old. Are you aware of uncoated coils that Lennox put out on the market?
Yes. Lennox has a tendency to jump the gun on a lot of their technology and put it out on the market before it's tested.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of behind the scenes. Everybody talks about it.
Sure.
That's why a lot of people don't want to deal with their newer high-end stuff until it's been proven. So that's what happened in that case.